Welcome to this week's Body and Soul interview. With me today is Helen Carr from Rohini Shamrock, and she's a member there. And she's going to talk with me about running itself and about food for life. Hey, how are you?
Hello, Vivian. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I'm delighted to talk to you. Could you tell us, what is Rohini Shamrock and why did you join Rohini Shamrock?
Rohini Shamrock is a running and athletic club based in Rohini Village in Dublin, and was founded in 1958, so it's been going a long time. And you know, we'd be well known as a good athletics club. We've had various Olympians over the years, but to me, I suppose it was just the local club that I knew the name of because I grew up in Rohini, and I remember, like, when I was a kid watching Dick Hooper and Pat Hooper from Rohini Shamrock running in various Dublin marathons and things. So I really just joined because I thought it would be nice to have a bit of company when I was starting to kind of run and jog a bit back about 6 years ago. So I didn't join really with any athletic aspirations. I just thought it would be a social thing, which it did turn out to be, as well as an athletics club.
So it's an athletics club. Aren't they joining Olympics as well? Is that right?
Yeah, well, one of our members, Mick Clossy, is going to Rio this year for the marathon. And we have had former Olympians as well, but there's a huge range of members. Like, there's from juniors up to, you know, people in their 70s and 80s, and a huge range of speeds and abilities as well. So it really is for everyone, not just aspiring Olympians.
Yeah, so what are you doing when you go for a run? Is it like that you're meeting up? How many Ks do you run usually? And what is your development? Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, yeah, I suppose I could tell you how I started with the club. In 2010, when I wasn't running at all, one of my friends, who is now also a Rohini Shamrock Club member, said to me she was thinking of running the women's mini marathon for charity for the DSPCA. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. I might try that too. So I was really starting from like a zero baseline. You know, I wasn't enormously unfit. I'd walk places and maybe cycle to work, but I didn't do any organized exercise. So we did the mini marathon that year, and then I just kept like kind of jogging a bit and thought that I would maybe go down to the club for a bit of company. So back then in 2011, we used to have a Fit for Life group that met every Wednesday and would jog maybe, you know, 6K or 5K together. We actually don't do that anymore, but that's how I began. So now we have, the club has training every evening at 6:30, where people go down and run a variety of distances. There's also training up at the track, the athletics track on Wednesdays, and on Saturdays, and then we would do a long run on Sundays. So not all members would do all of that. People would kind of pick and choose what suited them time-wise. And then for beginners now, there's a session on Thursdays where people would go down and run kind of maybe 400-meter repeats, just to get to know people and get into it. So I think that's a really good way of getting into the Fit for Life group now.
So you don't have to start actually running, oh, everyone is running 6K, I have to do that, because I think for a beginner that's the worst thing ever, to start with a goal which you can't really reach because you're...
Yeah. Well, when I started and we used to have the Fit for Life Wednesday group, what we would do is ask everyone at the beginning, you know, how far they felt they could run, and someone more experienced would say, okay, you know, I'll do that shorter distance with you. But we would kind of try to stay together. You didn't want, as you say, you don't want someone to come down for their first evening and everyone to like run off and leave them. So people would always wait with a new person until they got, you know, until they got up to speed. But actually the current Thursday group, which is, you know, more kind of what we call interval training, which is where you might run 400 meters quite quickly and then have a little rest and then do another 400 meters quite quickly. That's actually really great for new members, because the coach would just give you as many as you were able to do. So say if you came down and you were able to do 5 repetitions, whereas people who've been doing it for longer were doing 10, you'd still get to meet people and kind of run with them because you're all in the same little patch of the park and things like that, socializing together, and then you'd build it up week by week. So I think that's a really good way of getting into it. And another thing that's really sociable is we have races every Tuesday in the summer, which are 2 miles long. And some people obviously would do the 2 miles really quickly, but there's a huge range of times, from people doing maybe 5 minute miles to people doing 10 minute miles. So that's really great for new people as well, because you come down, you run your 2 miles, and then afterwards you have a cup of tea and a few biscuits and chat to people. So I find that really great for sociability as well.
Yeah, and it's also some kind you want to see how you develop and want to have the kind of competition, because I'm a really competitive person and I really like to have these kind of races or competitions where you can see like how good am I, how did I develop, and get like the feeling like, oh, I might have to practice a little more. And then you're kind of in a group, you feel comfortable, it's not that you're feeling too competitious with someone, but it's still, it's a new thing, and you don't...
Definitely, and I think I didn't realise, you know, because I wasn't sporty at school, I didn't realise that I would feel competitive once I started running. So at the beginning, obviously, it was just about completing the distance. I wasn't feeling competitive at all. But then as I began to go to races, and you might have the same people around you, and you'd be like, oh, okay, this week I was ahead of so-and-so, so maybe I was a little bit faster, then you'd begin to want to improve week by week. And also just meeting people. Like, I think when I started running, I thought that if I hadn't started as a teenager, I wasn't going to get much faster. But then I met women, you know, I was 35 when I started to run, and I was meeting women in their 60s who were still competitive in races. So I thought, well, you know, if they can do it, I can put in a bit of work and get faster as well. So I have got, you know, faster every year since I joined the club. And obviously, that's not the, you know, I love running anyway. Even if I wasn't racing, I think I would still like to do it. But definitely racing and setting targets and trying to improve is a big part of it for me.
Yeah, I think it's a good part. And it's, as it seems, it's not like that you just have a range of people around in their beginning of their 20s until, I don't know, their 40s. So you told me you actually have people which are 60, but you might also have younger people. Is that right?
Definitely, yeah. And you mix across the age levels. And, you know, when I say it's competitive, you know, it's supportive as well, in that when I'm actually racing, I want to beat my friends. But, you know, at the finish line, I'm happy to congratulate them if they've beaten me. So it's more that you're spurring each other on rather than that it's, you know, extreme competition.
Yeah, I completely understand that. But it's good to have a mixed group and not be limited, like, oh yeah, we have a group like from 20 to 25 years, then 30 to 35 or whatever. So that you're kind of a mixed group and everyone can share their goals, can share their experience with each other. I think it's a really, really good thing. So
that's something that I found really great in joining a club. Because there is official coaching, which is brilliant, which is the sessions on a Wednesday and a Saturday, when there are coaches there and they're telling you what to do and they're helping you and giving you, you know, professional advice. But before I started going to those sessions, for my first few years with the club, the advice that I found the most helpful was just from people who had been running longer than me, you know, that people just pass on tips and people tell you how they've dealt with various things and, you know, how they deal with race nerves or what they do when they're feeling tired on a long run, those kind of things. Just having people to chat to is really great. Or my husband also joined the club. He was training for a marathon, and he kept saying to me, oh, you know, I don't need to be in a club, I just like running on my own. And but I was saying, well, come down on a Sunday for one of the long runs and just see if you like it. And he did come down, and he just really liked it. He said, like, you know, if you're running before a marathon, if you're running like 20 miles, it's so nice to have people to chat to, and, you know, when you're doing it. So he's been a member of the club ever since too. So I think the social aspect is really important.
Yeah, I think it's always a good thing with sports in general to have the social aspect. I think it's not good to be on your own all the time, because you want to share your
experience. Make a lot of friends if you're able to. I mean, obviously during a race we wouldn't be talking, but during training you can make a lot of friends because you can chat. You know, if you were doing some other hobby, like maybe, I don't know, swimming, I don't know if you can talk when you're swimming. Or I know I used to do like guitar lessons, and nobody talked to each other in class because everyone was concentrating so hard on their finger picking or whatever. So whereas I find with running, you're out with people for, you know, an hour or 2 hours, so you really get to know people because you can chat while you're doing it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing in running. But in fact, I'm like, I prefer running on my own, because
I always
run with people who are either slower than I am or faster, and you have to kind of the feeling, if you want to have a chat with them, you have to slow down or you have to speed up, and I can't really handle that.
But yeah, I suppose if you know quite a lot of people at of different speeds, you know, sometimes one of the women that I would sometimes run with is much faster than me. But if I wanted a day where I was pushing myself quite hard and she felt like a day where she was taking it a bit easy, we might run together. So, you know, sometimes I might think to myself, oh, you know, today I want to just jog, so I'll run with one of my friends who's a bit slower than me. So I find you can kind of change it from day. If you have a lot of running friends, if you're in a club, you can change it around from day to day.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing when you're in a club. You don't have the choice between one or two people who are running. You have like loads of people. But did you ever got faced with problems like cramps or stuff like that when you're running?
Not really. When I first began running, I used to get stitches quite a lot, like side stitches.
Yeah.
I think, but I know nobody really knows what causes them, but they do seem to affect new runners more, because I haven't had one now in years. So that's just something that I seem to get over with practice. But, you know, along the way, I have had various running injuries. And I think when people hear runners talking about injuries, they must think we're all hobbling around on crutches the whole time, because people are always saying, oh, I have this injury. But I've never had anything so bad that I couldn't go about my daily life and walk. I just had things that have stopped me running for like a few days or a week, and that can be very frustrating. But, you know, again, over time you learn kind of exercises that help to strengthen you a bit, to maybe make you less injury prone. And, you know, I suppose every injury is a warning to be more careful in future and not overdo it, because I think a lot of people, when they start running, especially if they're fit from other sports, they may be kind of physically able to run a few miles to start with, but maybe their body and their joints and muscles aren't quite ready for it. So I think it's really important to take it slowly at the beginning. And people always tell us no more than a 10% increase per week. So if you start off running, you know, I know 10 miles the first week, don't suddenly ramp it up to 30 miles the second week. Like, gradual is better.
Yeah,
that's something I've learned from being injured.
Yeah, that's what I always got. I just start because I'm quite fit, and then I think like, oh, you weren't running in a while, so I just start with a huge amount, and I think, oh yeah, you're fit, but in fact, you got injured just because you're so silly to believe you're so fit.
You would be fit enough, but maybe it's like different muscles from another sport or something. But I think in the long run, it's better to take your time and be patient.
Yeah. What tips would you give people who want to join or want to start running?
Well, I think the couch to five, if you're coming completely from a non-running base, I think the couch to 5K kind of program or app that people use is really good. I actually didn't use it myself, because I did not know about it when I was starting to run. So when I started to run, I used to go to the local park, St. Anne's Park, and run. I really couldn't run from like one bench to the next, and then walk a bit and then run a bit. And that's kind of what the Couch to 5K app does. It has you out, like, I think for 20 minutes, three or four times a week, and you start off walking and running, and as the program goes on, you decrease the amount of walking and increase the amount of running. So at the end of 8 weeks, you're running for about 30 minutes, and that's about 3 miles. So I think that's a really good way to start. It's also good maybe to try some of the park runs, which are on around the country. That's www.parkrun.ie. They're free timed 5 kilometer runs. You can sign up online, but it's free, and you just bring your barcode along, so then they can tell you at the end of the race how long the 5 kilometers has taken you. And that's a really good way of getting into running, because even if when you start you can only run one lap and then walk the second lap or something, you're out there, you're meeting people, and you kind of can chat. Generally there's a cafe near the park, and people go after for like a coffee and a bun or something, and you can get chatting to people. I know a lot of people have joined Rohini Shamrock after doing the park run in St. Anne's Park, Rohini, because they would have met a lot of Rohini Shamrock runners there and heard about the club. So there's, you know, a lot of park runs around Dublin that are near to running clubs, like Marley Park is over on the south side. There's a lot of running clubs involved in that. So I think that's a really good way. Or also just look up, Athletics Ireland have a list of all the clubs in the country, and you could see which one is close to you, and either just phone up or email and ask what kind of facilities they have for beginners. A lot of clubs would have facilities for complete beginners. Others you might need to run a mile or two before you went down, so you wouldn't get left behind. But you could definitely, you know, phone up the officials in each club and ask. It's like, it really is just great for company. I think people sometimes think you have to be a really serious athlete to join a club, but it's not like that. Like, you know, people join golf clubs and bridge clubs and things just because they like golf or bridge, and running is just the same.
So how would people get in contact with Rohini Shamrock if they want to?
We have a website, which is www.rohinishamrock.ie, And on the website, it tells you, like, you know, basically the news from the club, but it also has a list of the top of you know, upcoming races and events and training times. And under training times, there are phone numbers for the various coaches, and you could just ring them up and say, I'm interested in coming down. Like, what day do you think would be the best for someone of my level? And they'd give you all the information. We also have a Facebook page, Rohini Shamrock AC, and a beginner's Facebook page, which is Rohini Shamrock Fit for Life on Facebook.
So what is Fit for Life? Could you just briefly tell
us? Fit for Life is, I think it's an athletics initiative that was to encourage people to get into running. So it's just kind of for beginners. There are some organised Fit for Life clubs around the country where they would do a training program a bit like the Couch to 5K program. The one that we do in Rohini, as I said, is more the interval training, but it's just still a kind of Fit for Life section where, you know, new people could get onto the web, onto the Facebook page, and just see what's going on and see, you know, ask questions and see who else, see if they might like to come down and run with people.
Is there anything you would like to add from your site?
No, I think I've covered everything, but definitely if people came and had a look at either of our Facebook pages or at the webpage, www.rohinishamrock.ie, we'd love to welcome new members. And I think, you know, it is just a really fun thing to do. If you're thinking of getting into running, don't be put off by the words running club or athletics club. It really is, you know, just for people who want to run and people who like running.
Thanks very much for that today. I was really delighted to have you in my show. Thanks, Emil.
Thanks very much, Vivian.
Bye. See you.